Let's just go ahead and dive in. Last week we talked about Jacob's dozen. We spoke about, actually we didn't talk about the entire dozen because Benjamin and Joseph hadn't been born yet, but we talked about the first six sons of Leah and her daughter Dinah. And when we came to the end of Genesis, or when we come to the end of Genesis, we're going to be dealing with the 12 sons again in Genesis 49 in a very amazing way when the blessings are put on these 12, and these blessings are actually prophecies, and we're going to show you how the prophecies of these young men actually is still coming to fruition even in our lifetime. It's really an amazing study, so I don't want to get too much into that, but before we move on from this, I want to take you back to Genesis chapter 28, because we're sort of going to make a big circle here tonight again, and I just want to remind you of something that Jacob said to God at Bethel at the experience that we refer to as Jacob's ladder. Verse 20, then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me on this journey and I take and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, and I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God. This stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Jacob promises to give a tithe or a tenth of all that he has. Which really is very little when you consider all that God has to give. Us giving back a tenth is very little. But we're going to come back to that concept tonight when we get to the close of where we're going to study. So let's just call the name of the Lord. Father, we come to you tonight, and once again, we just ask your Spirit to come and be here. Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit would open our hearts and our minds, that even now, as we have sort of tuned into your Spirit by putting the hunger of the flesh secondary to the hunger of our spirit, Father, I pray that you would give us an evening of great discernment and awareness and insight, that you would open our hearts and minds. Father, I know that that really has to be accomplished by your Spirit and not by me. And so I ask you to, Bo Ruach Elohim, come Spirit of God. I pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.